Well, we are now joined by a race-winning driver, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota. We'll open up to questions for him. Raise your hand, we'll get the wireless mic. We'll start up front here with Tom.
Martin, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was going through your head the last 15, 20 laps when Kyle is chasing you? And I mean, what were you thinking about that?
Just trying to get all I could out of the car and not burn my tires up too much, and just hit my marks. You know, I knew that, you know, he pitted a little bit later there at the end, so he had a little fresher tires, and he was beating us pretty good there for a while, and I just had to try to manage my car the best I could to not burn the tires off trying to go faster than I wanted to go. And I knew if we could just maintain a decent gap for long enough that we would start to equal out. And with 10 to go, we were equal in lap times. And then from there, it was like, all right, you just got to run 10 perfect laps and don't screw up. I mean, that was really the key. So was able to do that, fortunately, and hang on to it. And you know, we had to pass some lap cars, and luckily we were able to catch them in the right places to not lose too much time to Kyle. And we were able to hold him off. So feels great. Feels amazing to win here two in a row. And, you know, the thought that maybe it could be three is pretty phenomenal. So thankful for an incredible team and cars and just everybody who makes this thing go for us. And really lucky to drive great race cars.
We'll go to Jeff and then Pat.
On TV, they were kind of building up the fact that they feel like you and Kyle are a rivalry. And I guess I'd never really thought of it that way. But, you know, your history does go back to the first championship that you guys competed against each other in Busch Series. And do you consider you and Kyle a rivalry?
I consider anyone that you have to beat to win races and championships a rivalry. You know, I mean, I don't think it's I think it's a good rivalry. You know, we're obviously teammates. And you mentioned the coming up through the Busch Series together back in 2004. I mean, we've known each other a long time. We've been racing together a long time. And we've raced each other really hard, but with respect. And I think with that, that's part of what's made us good teammates, you know, is that we have that mutual respect for each other. You know, Kyle hates to lose. Everybody knows, you know, kind of how he is. And, you know, to me, he's been just an amazing teammate. He's really smart about his race car. He gives great information, helps the team make the cars better, and we're all better for it. And so, you know, the last couple of years, you know, at Furniture Row with the JGR Alliance, and now being in-house at JGR, it's just it's been a really good relationship. You know, we have that mutual respect where we can, you know, we know we're both fast. We both have great teams. We can push each other to be better, and it really elevates the whole company. So we race hard as we can possibly race on the racetrack and respect each other off it. It works out pretty good.
Pat Ticola, NASCAR.com. Building off of exactly that, do you and Kyle keep score at all?
I don't know if he does, but I do know that they told me in Victory Lane that we finished 1-2 seven times, and I beat him 4 out of 7, so I got the upper hand right now. I had no idea until they told me that, so no, we don't. I don't keep track of it. I don't know if he does or not. He might.
We'll stay over here to the left, and then we'll check upstairs in the media center.
Martin, Joe Gibbs is a legend in the industry. How's this year been? How is it working with him, and is it any different than you thought it would be?
It's been great. You know, I don't know if it's any different than I expected. You know, I think I look at Coach, and he leads by example, you know, and he works so hard, and that's why everybody at his company, you know, puts in the effort they do, and that's why they're successful. You know, if you look at somebody Joe's age, and you know, he could be out golfing and screwing off, and, you know, he probably doesn't have to do what he's doing, you know, but he loves it, and it's his passion. It's become his life, and he puts everything he has into it. You know, I can tell you every time I go to the shop, he's there, and if he's not on a plane somewhere meeting with sponsors, he's there. And, you know, that's – if you want to build something great, you got to lead by example, and that's what he does, and that's why he is who he is, and I'm sure it was the same way in football. So – he's 100% committed, and it's been amazing to be able to see that and learn from it, and just to work for him and be part of his team has been a blessing. So I'm very lucky to drive great cars and great, you know, for a great team. It's been incredible.
I'm going to check in upstairs in the media center for questions.
No questions upstairs.
All right, we'll come back down here and go to Tom.
Martin,
Martin, you're the first repeat winner here since Jeff Gordon way back in 98, 99, 2000. Is the wine tasting any sweeter this time around?
I'd like to say yes, but I can't. I just don't like wine. I'm sorry. I just don't. It's the best damn wine I've ever had, but I still don't like it.
Go right here.
It's the wrong color.
Donna Beth Wellman, Benicia Herald. A lot of people are noticing how cool you were when Bubba kind of nearly lost it. And could you describe what that was like, the approach and the pass?
Well, I was approaching him, and I knew he was struggling. Obviously, he was, you know, about to get lapped, and I'm sure his tires were just smoked because he was sliding all over the track. And the best case scenario was him blowing that corner so I could get under him and get on by him. Because if I would have had to follow him through the carousel, I would have lost more time. And you know, that's at that point in the race, that's when Kyle was really catching me. And so I needed to make quick work of those guys and lap them as quick as possible. So I was able to catch a couple of them and just in the right spot. The 27, I had to pass him on the outside of the carousel once, which was not good. It cost me a lot. But other than that, all the rest of them, I just happened to catch them right, and they were very courteous. So just sometimes it works out that way, and sometimes it don't.
You want to come back up here to the front? There's a microphone coming for you, Tom.
Martin, you alluded earlier to the fact that this could have been three in a row here for you.
Should have been.
Should have. Okay. What happened in 2017? Refresh our memory.
We blew up at the end. Yeah. Well, yeah. David Wilson, he know he already let me know today. He's like, yeah, I know. We should be three in a row. We let you down. But, you know, it's part of, you know, being a great partner. We go to battle together each and every week through the good and the bad.
I have a follow-up when you were talking about the carousel, because a lot has been made about the fact that it's back. What is your view of the carousel? Do you want to see it kept here? And what was it like going through that first time?
I don't really have an opinion either way on whether they keep it or they don't. I think it definitely added another element to the racetrack, just because of the fact that when we come here before, you basically set your car up to make right-hand turns, and you kind of like didn't really worry much about the left-handers just because there was only two and they were not really that important to lap time. And now the carousel is such a long left-hand corner that it's important to lap time. So you kind of had to change your setup a little bit to do that. I will say that it was the first time. It's kind of scary, you know. It just has that. You can't see. It's blind. You get light. There's bumps and the back tires try to bounce off the ground, and it just feels like you're completely not in control. So it's a crazy treacherous corner from that regard, and it took a while to get used to it. There's no question. Obviously, we figured it out, which is good, but it was a unique challenge for us. And you know, we don't really race on any tracks that are like this, that have the blind corners where you get to the apex, you can't see the exit, you know, the ups and downs. So it adds something unique for the Cup Series.
We're going to go back upstairs to the media center.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Martin, I don't know if you realize that the 18 team had a strategy. They thought that if where Kyle pitted later, I guess four laps later than you, that he would be able to catch you in 10 laps to go. And then it would kind of be, you know, game on. But he was never able to reach you. Was it just a matter of you hitting the points? And as you said, and you know, over the radio, you just had one hell of a race car, you know, or was it something else?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew that with 10 to go, we kind of equaled out, and I felt like if we could keep a little bit of distance between us until we got the tires really, really old, that I would have a chance of holding them off. That was a strong point of our car. Even the run prior, he was catching us for a while, and then we'd even out, and then actually when the tires started getting really, really bad, we'd actually start to pull away a little bit. So, you know, with 20 to go, when he was catching me a lot, again, it was just trying to manage, try to get all I could out of the car without abusing the tires too much. I knew he was catching me. I couldn't do anything about that. I just had to pace myself. And then with 10 to go, we equaled lap times, and then I was like, okay, we're equal now. If I can just hit 10 perfect laps, I should be able to hold him off. And so we were able to do that.
Do we have any final questions for Martin? Right here.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. This was all long run racing, no cautions except the stage breaks. Does that make it easier? I mean, last year you had a strategy where you kind of faked doing a pit stop, and then
it was basically
out.
The same strategy as we did today.
Okay, so
but, yeah,
does it mean it was? Is it easier, harder, just to have that long cruising run?
It's easier. Excuse me. It's definitely easier when you the field gets spread out. You kind of get in that rhythm. You're worried about yourself. You're worried about hitting your marks. Restarts are probably the craziest thing you have to deal with here because it's a slippery track. It's really narrow. It's hard to hit your marks by yourself, let alone too wide. So not having to deal with so many restarts, you know, is makes it a much smoother day. I'm sure that, you know, somebody probably doesn't like the fact that we didn't have any cautions out there in NASCAR land. But, you know, for us, I think, I like it that way. But, yeah. Well, yeah, at the end, I had to pass a few guys with 10 to go or where I don't even know when it was. But I had to, you know, and again, I caught them in the right spots. And, you know, a couple guys, were very courteous. So, yeah, it all worked out. No, I mean, I only caught one in a bad spot. That was 27. I had to pass them on the outside of the carousel, which it cost me a lot of time, one lap. But, you know, luckily it wasn't, you know, the difference in the race.
All right, Martin. Well, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys.